Good morning. My guest this morning is Ronit Rubinoff, the Executive Director of Legal Aid. Good morning, Ronit.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Legal Aid, a remarkable organization and a tremendously useful one, as many people have found out. What would you like to talk about relative to legal aid?
Roland, there's a lot going on the social justice arena these days, as you know, but
right.
I thought we'd talk for just a minute about the disaster program we have, since that continues to be preeminent on people's minds.
Right.
And people may not be aware that we are offering free legal services to fire survivors with a whole range of issues.
Really?
And at the moment, at least to come in and have an initial consultation, we're not concerned about your income level. But the principal issues that people are struggling with are insurance and FEMA claims. Now, insurance issues affect people of all income levels, and about 70% of our survivors are still in the process of negotiating those claims. So we have a lot of bad actors out there, and we want to help you out. The other issue, of course, is FEMA, and FEMA is what I sometimes call the unentitlement program. And they're an insurance company themselves, and they're not really about doling out money. So we find we have to appeal these claims to FEMA 3 and 4 times to get relief that is clearly due and owing to someone. So again, I really encourage people to come to us, have us help you with these claims so we can get them resolved. So it's a battle, and we're here to help you with that. Let's see, in terms of the disaster front, there are a couple deadlines I do want to highlight for people. Things that are, I should say deadlines, they're expiring issues. So first of all, we have the governor's price gouging protection that is due to expire in the beginning of December. That's the thing that's capping increases by about 10%. And so, by exactly 10%. Most of us think of that in the rental context. So we are concerned that if there's no local action taken come December and that 10% cap is lifted, there's going to be another wave of displacement, because we're going to see these rents go up again.
Right.
So I want to alert everybody to that. If you're not aware of it already and you're renting, have that on your horizon. And it's a shout out to our local politicians to take some local action on
That's a valuable shout.
In addition, FEMA benefits are expiring for those who have succeeded in getting them, that is, are expiring inside of a year. ALR, or the insurance relief that's paying for people's cost of living right now, that's expiring in just over a year. We have, as a community, need to be prepared for that, because what is going to happen to all the folks that are subsidizing their living expenses, principally their rental payments that were exorbitant post-fire? What is going to happen to these folks once these benefits run out and their housing is not yet rebuilt? This housing is not going to be ready. We're going to have a serious gap. So alerting everybody to that.
Right. Well, what about the elder population?
Yeah, so we've seen some media attention recently to the issue of elder abuse, and we did want to highlight that as a reminder to folks out there that might be experiencing some sort of abuse or have someone in their family that is, to seek civil legal assistance. We offer free legal help to folks who are 60 and over with a whole variety of issues. And here's the reminder. If what we see in the elder population is most of the abuse, about 90% of it occurs on behalf by family members. So elders do not want to come forward and report that because they're afraid, you know, it's going to go to APS, it's going to go to law enforcement. We are a confidential service. We don't report. In fact, we're prohibited from reporting. And everything that you tell us is in confidence. And we can achieve some similar remedies for you through the civil system that will help you keep safe and help you keep housed.
Great. I hope you will come back soon. This pesky 5 minutes is not nearly enough for an outfit.
Not
like
enough
yours.
For social justice. I agree.
Okay, but can I then tell people that they can get in touch with your office at 688-6034?
Correct. There are actually 3 different numbers on our website, so I encourage people to visit our website, legalaidsc.com. And if you're a tenant and you live, for example, outside of Santa Rosa, or you're an elder and you're outside of Santa Rosa, there's a hotline there for you to call, get screened, get an appointment. We will come see you where you live. We recognize it's hard to get to us. And then there's a general number that you can call for information and to find out more about our services.
That's,
and then, of course, we have ours.
LegalAidSC.org.
Yes, correct.
Great. Thanks, Ronit.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Jacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.